I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Giants with 10-0 lead. They'll start first and 10 at their own 22. Hand off Barkley. Runs left. He's got room. He's up to the 40, 50. It's a foot race to the Redskins' 30. No one's going to catch Barkley. He raises his hand and celebrates. Touchdown, Giants. 78 yards for the rookie sensation, Saquon Barkley.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bob Papa on the Giants Radio Network. It's almost that time. And I don't just mean football, the actual football, but I mean fantasy football drafts. Who are you looking at for your number one pick? Whether you are the first pick in the league or whether you're a few spots down, there's always some strategy involved. How many leagues are you playing in? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Let's talk fantasy, shall we? In studio now, DraftKings NFL analyst Greg Ehrenberg, and we're really excited to have a guest alongside. It's a rare treat. So, Greg, there is a fantasy component to football, but there's also a gambling component to what you do. So when people meet you and find out what you do, what is the first thing they want to know from you?
Well, today I've been asked like 30 times who they should take number one overall in their fantasy football draft. Then beyond that, I think people usually want to know, how did you get that kind of job? And it's like, oh, I don't really plan for any. Like, I haven't planned for anything in my life. Like, I was working a regular 8-to-6 sales job. I was also doing stand-up comedy at night. But my general thing was, this is a job that I don't really enjoy all that much. And so I could just leave it and pursue something that I really like to do. And the worst case scenario is I fail and I'm kind of right back where I was anyway. I could get a bad job that I don't like at any point in time. And what do I have to lose? Like, my backup plan was literally to be a failure.
What? No one's backup plan is to be. Your backup plan was to be a stand-up comedian, apparently.
Well, no, because that wasn't. Well, here is. I like doing stand-up comedy. I also liked playing fantasy sports. I like being involved in DFS. And I was making more money at a certain point playing DFS and being involved in fantasy than it was in my 8-to-6 sales job. And it just kind of made sense because I didn't like the sales job to pursue playing DFS. But then I also had the choice of, do I want to do comedy or do DFS? And I was making money in the fantasy world, whereas I enjoyed doing comedy. I was making like $5 a set. I was getting paid like drink tickets. So it was like, realistically, can I pay my rent on drink tickets and half-priced food? And it was probably not.
So then what's the answer? Who should people take number one this year in their fantasy drafts?
So I really think you can't go wrong here. It's such a cop-out answer, but it's true. There's a bunch of guys who are really good. And
I hope
think
you
are
get
really
paid a lot of money for cop-out
answers.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. I go in and I say here's what I give people a list of 6 players, and it's like, here, take these guys. But if I had the number one overall pick for me, it's Christian McCaffrey this year. I understand people wanted to go other ways, but for me with McCaffrey, he has really stable volume. I think the Panthers offense is going to be pretty solid this year. He's going to be involved in the run game. He's going to be involved in the pass game. He's going to be getting the red zone touches. So I think just because of his involvement in the offense and how good of a player he is, I think he's worth taking with the number one overall pick. He's the best combination of ceiling and floor.
What about top wide receiver this year?
So wide receiver, I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins. I think that Watson is a really good quarterback. I think that he's underrated a little bit. And I think that had he not torn his ACL, I think that we would already be talking about him right now as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Hopkins obviously is top target, and he's been a target monster the last few years in the league. So I think that he's somebody to really look at. Another top wide receiver who I think is being overlooked a little bit, even though he's still getting drafted pretty high, is Odell Beckham Jr. And it's because of things that don't really matter to me. Like, people look at the off-field issues and they say, like, oh, look at the antics and all that. I don't care. He's good when he plays on the field. He's in a really good offense now, much better than what he was with on the Giants.
Unless he's not on the field, and then you have a problem.
That's true, except here's the deal. His injury issues, I think, are a little bit overblown. And, yeah, there were some serious injuries in there. However, had the Giants been more competitive the last couple seasons, I think we would have seen him play through some of those injuries and been on the field more.
Yeah, probably. That's kind of his deal, OBJ. So what would you do about Antonio Brown, who is still having a problem with the NFL over his helmet and, of course, has not yet seen the field with the Raiders?
Yeah, so at this point, Antonio Brown's in this weird situation where there's no story that could come out about him that I wouldn't believe. Like, we could hear that, oh, Antonio Brown, new injury, what happened? And it's like, oh, he was trying to train his eyes by staring at the sun, retina injury. And I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense, because there's nothing that could happen to him. Like, once the foot thing happened, he was in a cryotherapy chamber without shoes on and got frostbite on his feet. Everything is on the table after that. I would believe anything. In terms of him, I kind of view him a little bit similarly to Odell Beckham Jr., where the off-field stuff, I don't think it matters all that much. Like, is he actually going to retire because of a helmet situation? No, that's so silly. Like, he's going to end up playing, and when he's on the field, he's going to be really good. Like, if you look at his career history, he's always been a guy, like, 1,200-plus yards, 10 touchdowns around there. So I think the biggest concern I have with him is moving from the Steelers' offense to the Raiders' office. Derek Carr has kind of ruined some number one wide receivers in the past, Amari Cooper most notably. But with Brown, I think that one thing that's going to benefit him that isn't being talked about is the Raiders not being a good team. He's going to see a lot of garbage time at the end of games. They're going to be getting blown out. He's going to be seeing prevent defense, and they're just going to dump the ball off to him. He's going to rack up a lot of garbage time fantasy points.
Greg Ehrenberg is here in studio, really excited, representing DraftKings, their NFL analyst. So this is go time for him. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. We've had this debate on my show before, and I would love to hear your opinion on it. Is fantasy sports a game of luck or a game of skill?
So it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. However, there's definitely skill elements involved. Like, for instance, I wouldn't be able to consistently make money doing it if there was no skill element involved. Obviously, there's luck too. Players get hurt. That's not very predictable. Even if we look at players and we say, oh, this guy never gets hurt. They never get hurt until they get hurt. Everybody in football generally happens. People get hurt eventually. It's a contact sport. Every running back is injury prone. So there are luck elements. There are skill elements. And the luck elements impact everybody. So as long as you're skilled, you're in the long run going to come out ahead of the people who are less skilled than you.
What skills?
Watching TV. I guess that's a skill to some extent.
Yes, I'm good to go.
All right, you're in the game. But I definitely think that there's something in terms of research and just being up on the numbers. Like, there's not some kind of skill where it's like, oh, this guy was born a good fantasy player. It's like, nah, I'm a nerd. I sit on my computer. I read a bunch of articles. I look at a bunch of stats. Like, I'll be on, like, Pro Football Focus and Football Outsiders and just keeping up to date on the information. The thing that's most important with all fantasy football is just being up to date on the injury news. Like, who's going to be out, who's questionable to play, and then also being proactive and saying, like, okay, if this guy's out, if Melvin Gordon doesn't play in week one, who's going to benefit? And if you're knowledgeable, you know, oh, Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson, those are the guys. And if you have that information equipped ahead of time, you could be in a yearly league with friends, and as soon as somebody is ruled out, you could be the first one to the waiver wire and know who to pick up and just have a little bit of an edge by having just an information advantage in general.
Greg Ehrenberg in studio with us. We love this. Thank you so much for coming in to join us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How did you discover fantasy sports in sixth grade?
I had one of the most fun fantasy basketball leagues, which actually still goes on to this day. We had a playoff fantasy basketball league, me and a group of friends, mm-hmm. and we've done it every year with the same group of guys since I was in sixth grade, so a lot of years ago. And we would literally skip classes, or like we would organize going to the bathroom at the same time to do drafts in the bathroom when we were in school. I also was in like massive fantasy basketball leagues with like 20 guys where we had a big league. So that was when I started at a young age, and it was skipping classes.
Did you ever get busted for playing fantasy sports?
No, nobody really cares. Like there's like, here's the other thing that's funny about that too, is of those classes I was skipping, like whatever, not really skipping, it was like going to the bathroom in sixth grade. But of those classes, I don't think there's anybody in those classes that are using more math and the skills from those classes than I am now. So it kind of worked out. Like, where was I getting my education from? Was it really in the class, or did I learn more in the bathroom with my friends?
So I know you're an analyst, but you're also playing fantasy sports. So how much of your week does it consume once we get into football?
So, well, one thing about football is it's only once a week. So it's not as consuming as something like baseball or basketball, which are played every day.
Right.
So with football, it's more so like, hey, let's keep up with the injuries during the week. Let's see what's going on and kind of do the research and keep up with the beat reports, read all the information that's out there just to see like, hey, who's getting reps in practice? If a player's injured, what's the chances they may or may not play? If that player's out, who benefits? So it's not as time consuming as other sports. It's something to keep up with as the day goes along. And then come Sunday, like that's a pretty hectic morning.
Mm. So when you started playing fantasy in sixth grade, for you it wasn't a job then, but now as part of the profession, how much over that time span have you seen fantasy sports grow?
Yeah, well, when I was in sixth grade, DFS wasn't a thing. When most of us were younger, DFS wasn't a thing because it's relatively new. So that was a really big change. And then I think also just gambling becoming a thing now, mm-hmm. like that's also incorporated.
A legal thing.
Yeah, a legal thing, which it's always been a thing, but now it's an above board thing. But it's always been there. And now that it's something that could be incorporated in, like when I first started working with DraftKings, we had to pretend gambling didn't exist. Like we would have to kind of like make references to it and be like, oh, this team is expected to score this many points. Where now it's like, oh, this is their team total. So the idea that gambling is now a part of it, I also think helps a lot just because it brings in another like market of people that just have interest in putting money on sports. Mm.
DraftKings analyst Greg Ehrenberg with us here in studio after hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. So when people ask you, I have a draft coming up, what do I do? How do I approach it? Do you have general rules that you share with people about how to build their team through the draft?
Well, it's always different year to year. This is, like I kind of talked a little bit at the top, this is one of the first years where there's so many options at mm-hmm. the first overall pick. Like, it's not even a year I'd want to have the first pick because I think that there isn't that much difference between, say, like the fourth pick or the first pick or anything like that, where a lot of years in the past there was maybe like a Larry Johnson or Priest Holmes or LaDainian Tomlinson, dating myself a little bit here, but those were the guys who was like, no doubt, you have the number one overall pick, that's where you go to. So this year I think there's a lot more guys you could go with towards the top of the draft. And then the other thing to consider with positions is I think with quarterbacks, don't take a quarterback early. Wait till the end of the rounds. If you wait till like eighth, ninth, you could get a pretty good quarterback.
Eighth or
by
ninth
then.
Round? So, oh, I always cave and choose one in the third or the fourth.
I wish I could. I saw this on Twitter, and I wish I could credit whoever it was that tweeted this because it's just something that came through my timeline that I thought was interesting. Is over the last 6 years, Drew Brees is the only quarterback who's had top five fantasy point totals in two consecutive seasons. So fantasy points for quarterbacks, very high variance. It changes a lot from year to year. So it's what happens a lot of years is you find those guys later in the draft. Like Patrick Mahomes, top fantasy scoring quarterback last year, was picked towards the end of the draft last season. Mm. And I think that there could be a lot of those types of guys this year, like Lamar Jackson, Phillip Rivers. These are all guys with huge fantasy upside. They're going towards the end of drafts. So you could take those kind of guys, and I prefer to load up on running backs, wide receivers towards the beginning of the draft.
So how much time do you spend answering people's fantasy questions on social media once the season starts?
Well, here's if I was more popular on social media, it would probably...
Oh, we're going to help with that.
It would probably be a lot more, but... It's not like that's my entire day, but like if people ask me questions, I answer.
That's nice of you. Just wait until it continues to grow and people figure out that you've been doing this since you were in sixth grade. All right, so you can find him on Twitter at G Ehrenberg, Ehrenberg, DFS. Last thing, how can people get involved if they just want to launch into DraftKings and try something new? What would you recommend?
Well, you just go sign up, and there's also beginner games. There's really cheap games. So if you're looking to get into it, and it's like, oh, I'm not comfortable putting a lot of money down or whatever, there's literally games that start at 10 cents. So you could go in. It's called like Dime Time or something like that. But you could literally go in, and you could be like, hey, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure it out. Like you could put in like 10 lineups for a dollar in that, and you just kind of try different things. You learn, get better, and then eventually you grow and play for more and more money.
Does it feel like a job to you ever?
No, not really. Like, this is fun. Like, when I'm doing stuff like this for work, it's just a good time for me. Like, I just like hanging out and talking about sports. Like, it way beats just having, like, an 8-to-6 sales job where I never wanted to be there.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to have a face that's staring back at me while we talk about fantasy. I'm looking forward to football. We appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.